Tip 29. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, the place to pick up quick podcasted tips to make you more computer efficient. Today's tip, using Apple's dock. Now, you can find a lot of settings for the dock under the Apple pull-down menu, but today's tip is going to cover things that can be done in the dock from the desktop. The line that separates the left and right-hand side of the dock can be used to increase and decrease its size. Now, you can have very quick access to a folder by placing it into the dock. Now, clicking on the folder will open its window, but if you press and hold on the folder in the dock, you'll end up with a pop-up list of its contents. Now, you can rearrange the order of these icons by just dragging them left and right of one another. When you launch an application, its icon appears in the dock. If you press and hold on the top of this icon, you can have it keep in dock. You can also use it to force quit an application that doesn't want to seem to respond, but you can also check out the windows that are open inside of that specific application. And of course, when you no longer want an icon in your dock, press, hold, drag, and poof, it's gone. And of course, by doing this, you're not really throwing the application away, you're just making it a little harder to find. Well, it looks like we are out of time. Comments? Email us at tip@oneminutetip.com.